BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily for Friday, and it's a hefty podcast because it's Becky's last show. Friends of the show, a band of man, come in to do some freestyle rapping about Becky. Frisky and Manish turn up to sing about Becky. Gabrielle Aplin, off The Power of Love, does an emotional tune at the end of the show for Becky. Also, there's a marriage proposal, a topless man, messages from some stars, and so much cheese. It's unbelievable. So over the next 3 hours, we've got a few special guests coming in, but there's nothing to be worried about. It's not one of those leaving shows where people come in and it's a bit awkward. You don't really know who they are, but they just happen to be famous.
Okay.
It's not one of those. Never happened here. You'll notice that there's a piano lurking about somewhere.
Yep.
Don't worry, that's not Elton John. He's not coming in.
Is it Matt Fincham?
Thank God. I can't say.
Okay.
But it's going to be good. We've got a couple of presents for you.
Yes.
At the moment, there are people wheeling things through the live lounge. It looks like that's for you. It's not.
I was going to say.
That looks quite important and like it was kind of budget. It's not. But it's going to be lovely.
Okay.
And also, hashtag We Love Becky on Twitter, please. We're going to play some of our favourite lols that we've had with you over the last 5 years. So here, on our last day, is Becky Lols Part 1.
It don't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Hello?
Marcus Fabio Capello.
It's who?
Fabio Capello.
Fabio Capello?
Yes, that's me.
Hello?
Mark.
Yes.
Sebastian Coe here. Lord Coe. I am the Lord.
Sebastian Coe?
Yes.
Wow. How are you, Sebastian? Are you running at the moment? Hello?
Mark?
Hello?
It's Timmy Trendy. Scott Mills passed on your number, said you were desperately in need of some style advice.
Who?
Scott Mills.
Who are you?
Timmy Trendy. Scott said you needed some style advice, and I am the man to give it to you. Ooh, I'm so sorry.
You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion star. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling, I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
You think Becky looks at all like Matt Lucas?
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Do you think that Becky looks in any way similar to Matt Lucas?
Yeah, look at it.
Matt, if I could introduce you to this girl here, she's a fairly new addition to the show. I don't think she was here last time.
Hello, girl.
This is her name is Becky. Does she look familiar to you in any way?
She does, but help me out here.
Right.
There's a picture of me, right.
And you look similar.
Same. Same, same.
Oh, I see. She looks like me.
Yeah.
Now, that's more of a cuss on her, I would say.
But a lot of people think, no, she thought you were going to be offended.
No, I'm not offended.
Right.
I'm not offended. I love to be buxom.
Becky is now lying on the desk behind me. How you doing, my darling?
I feel weird.
Chris is going to eat the sushi off of Becky's chest. And go. Becky's just found out that something she thought was really filthy isn't at all. After years and years. What's the word?
Can you say it? Because I'm still not sure if I actually believe you. Chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
chimichanga?
All black shades when the sun come through. Oh, it's on like everything goes. Round up, baby, to the freaky show. What happens to the body? It's a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like them untamed. Don't tell me how I pain. Tell them this, bottoms up with the champagne. My life coming harder than we hit play. Do you busy with the bail? Were you insane?
This is from the Archers. And this is spotted by James on email. Thank you, James. You've got your water there, everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Out you go. That's it, yeah.
Push him along.
What? But it wasn't even the bit.
He's got the best voice ever.
What is he doing?
Out you go.
I got Chris in the eye.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh.
Becky, seriously, you're making a right mess of yourself.
Out you go.
All right, I think it might have to be Rain Stops Play. Cause we
belong together. Hello?
Hello, is that Mark?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Mark, it's Becky. Oh.
What?
You were always quite rubbish
prank
at the calls.
Prank calls are not my forte.
No, but that's why they were so good. Oh, you're trending third in the UK now.
Serious?
Yeah. Poor Chappers. He used to have to put up a lot with a lot from me.
I know. So that was just one of your many best bits things that we've got today. I forgot about loads of that. Forgot about when we actually got Matt Lucas in and compared you to him face to face.
I put my hair over his head and then asked him for a photo.
Totally forgot about that. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Azealia Banks. That's one of my favourite raps of yours. And Flo Rida, one of your favourite artists. Lo. This is Scott Mills. And it's Becky's last day on the show today. Oh, you're trending worldwide now. Hashtag we love Becky. Let's keep it going.
I think one of my funniest memories of Becky was, you remember in 24 Years in the Tapping, we were talking about bears and how, do you remember this?
The build, the make your own bear.
Make your own bear. And you were telling me about your ex who got you a bear and you took the voice box up and just stamped on it.
Yeah, and we even had to put it in a glass of water because it wouldn't shut up.
What was it saying?
It was like, I love you.
I've got this bit here, actually.
I had one, and my mum only a few weeks ago had to like open up the bear, like unstitch him, take out this thing, because it's got my ex-boyfriend's voice going. Blah, 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 blah,
oh, no!
Can you replace the voice with mine?
Why would I want to do that?
Like, can we record?
Do it now.
What am I saying?
Well, what the message that you do to me if we were on a date in one of those bear places? Go.
Go.
Hello, Becky. I'm the bear. Isn't it about time that we spend a night?
That was good, that bit.
Too weird.
So it's your last show today.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get you a bear.
Really?
So, yeah. Wait, there is it.
He is actually getting a bear. Oh, no! He's dressed up in a tuxedo. Oh, no, it's really scary.
Oh, cute.
So what I need you to do is you need to press his hand, but you obviously need to put it in the
right up to the microphone.
Okay.
Hello, Becky. I'm the bear. Isn't it about time we got married?
So...
Why are you on... No. Why are you on... You're on both knees. That's a good one.
Mildred, Mavis, Agatha, Enid, Malcolm, Huxtable. We've known each other a long time now.
Don't, because I'm going to have to say no and it'll be weird.
Will you marry me?
What do you want me to say?
What's the answer?
No. No.
No.
Well, I can't say yes, honestly. Can I? Because that would be a lie.
What about Edinburgh?
What about my boyfriend?
Well, that's made things massively awkward now.
I didn't bank on that, to be honest. I kind of.
This is a teddy bear.
I spent money on that.
The biggest oversized tux I've ever seen.
I thought you'd go for that, the bear. And
you got my middle names wrong as well.
Oh, it was Wikipedia, I think.
Can we hear the message again from the bear?
That doesn't do it for you?
It's not happening.
No.
Okay.
Right, well, but thank you, though.
How do we move on from this? Right. Because I sort of planned on this being
did you
yes.
Really
and this
expect
being...
me to say yes?
Well, yeah, I thought
well,
this would be a
ring,
nice
then?
Party.
Where's the ring, then?
Okay, let's play a song.
Get that in a minute. Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, this shouldn't be
oh,
this
no,
song now, either.
What are you doing?
Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes?
Okay, well, let's move straight on from that slightly awkward marriage proposal. And welcome, a Bandaman!
Hello!
Robin James, how are you? You were with us at the Edinburgh Festival last year. And, I mean, have things changed? Are you still Ireland's seventh biggest hip-hop act?
I don't know. We haven't gone up. We haven't checked.
No.
There's some good Irish rappers, though, out there.
Are there?
Yeah, there's, you know, we go home every now and then. And, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, Ireland's got a little growing hip-hop scene. It's quite impressive.
Now, obviously, it's Becky's last show with us today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Kim, who's listening in Leicester, who's gutted that Becky said no to Chris's marriage proposal. We've moved on from that. Okay, a Bandaman are here.
Hello.
These guys can freestyle rap like no other. If you've never heard this before, if you didn't see it when we were on at the Edinburgh Festival, maybe you've never seen an Bandaman show, it's about to happen live. So I just throw stuff at you guys about Becky, memories of Becky that people have sent in. And then you can rap about it for me.
If you
want
to give us, maybe your top 10. We might get you to throw in kind of keywords during the freestyle. In time we point to you, you throw in another little something.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah.
So I've got a list of things here. Thank you if you've sent something in. Becky's forte. That was when we tried to find something that she was good at. sexy ghost. I mean, I can't really explain all these.
What is sexy ghost? Do we get to hear what sexy ghost was?
It was when Chris said that Becky, what was it? You would be quite a sexy ghost.
It was just something that he wanted, I think.
Yeah. I'm just going to read out the kind of keywords and listeners will kind of know what they mean. Timmy okay. Trendy.
Timmy Trendy, gotcha.
Perving on Ed Westwick. Or Chuck Bass, if you prefer his character. Leg moustache.
Okay.
When she grew a moustache and a leg.
Awesome.
Two jugs. That's when she went
out. I have to ask.
She went out into the street with two jugs to see if people would say nice jugs. pretending to be from MI6. She was a character called Lube from MI6. Innuendo bingo. Kumquats.
Okay, please
pour,
do tell.
Pour it over my kumquats.
Gotcha.
That's from Innuendo bingo, a little old clip from a show called Dynasty, which we liked. Rapping 212. She did a really good rap of a song called 212.
We should tour on that.
So
I need an Azealia in my life. That's very cool.
Time Lord in her toilet.
Gotcha. This sounds like the most...
Yep.
Instantly, I want to listen to clips of all of these.
Yeah.
These all sound fantastic.
Oh, and if you can, go on pigs.
Go on pigs. We got them all. Chris, every time... Or sorry, apologies. Scott,
yes,
every time we point at you,
yes.
If you can throw in another one of those suggestions, that would be very cool.
No problem.
We're going to add anything you give us. We're going to try and wrap up. This is a song for the very lovely Becky Huxtable. Ladies and gentlemen, Radio 1.
Yeah. We will miss you and you know this. Oh, Becky, these are your best moments.
Scott, first one that you've got just for us.
Sexy ghost.
Okay, first of all, you know, it's never a disaster. The first thing we're looking for is a sexy Casper. That's right, the lady is crazy. She's trying to find a sexy Patrick Swayze. Cause all the good men are toast. So in her love life, she just wants one ghost. That's right, you know, as I just dropped rhymes, she's on a dating ghost hotline.
Kumquats.
Yes, man, I come hot. I got the lingo going with the bingo. That's right, you know, I feel a little bit lost. I genuinely don't know what is a kumquat. I know that that really is not acceptable. Becky, am I right when I say that it's a vegetable? Yes, it is. Yes, it's true. Jamie made one in a 50-minute stew. Next one we got.
Go on, pigs.
Yeah, that's right. It's the beers. We talk about the pigs every single day. It's what is the fave. She is a fan of the movie named Babe. Next one. Drop it like a that hot rock the spot as we get the next one from Mr. Scott. Scott.
Leg moustache.
Yep, we come and bust back. Need to remember, it was Movember. Everybody was like, Becky, you're looking your best. Other man had the moustache, but she had the legs. She looked over there, she didn't care. Her knee was debonair with the moustache hair.
Boob falling out.
So, okay, no doubt. You know that something's popping out. Listen, I am a man from Dublin that's proud to say I like a wardrobe malfunction. I just saw it in the middle. Is that a top? No, it's just one nipple. Yeah, that's right. Yep, you see, Scott Mills, get the next one for me.
Innuendo bingo.
Yeah, okay, you know, from the get-go, do like a bit of innuendo. Becky, you know that you are a don. You're a modern-day radio. Carry on.
I'm run out. 212.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so to my left there, I'm seeing ya. You're a London version of Azealia. You know that your flows are crazy wicked, but from the radio they have banned your lyrics. Yeah, that's right. Yo, you did damage. Just like Azealia, there's a little foul language, but I'm saying dang. You know, no jokes. See, we got to do Azealia Banks when we go karaoke. Oakley dokey, going out of fashion. Please, Scott, can we get the last one?
Vertical beef.
Yeah, man, you see, the last word is like vertical beef. I don't know why, I'm crazy proud. Becky made us start raining cows. That's right, you know, going with her own mind. She made us start to rain down with bovines. So I said this casually, at the end of the rapping free, Becky, will you marry me? I said, yeah, yeah, I ain't joking. Everyone on the show was like going, proposing. Please don't say no, don't digress. Will you marry me? Please say the answer is
yes.
Okay, yeah, we gone with the song. Becky's like, moving on. That's right, yep, it's a random jam. These are the best moments with the band, oh man. You know we say, yep, yeah, much love until we see you again. Make some noise for Becky Huckster Bill.
Oh, that is amazing. How good was that?
Oh, thank you so much.
And it even managed to get vertical beef in there, which I didn't tell you about before.
Again, I gotta Google this.
Another thing that would take far too long to explain.
This sounds like the names of my, like, the greatest children's show there ever was.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this episode about? Vertical beef.
Thank you so much, Abanda Man. That was brilliant and so good for Becky's last show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Really nice. Thank you for coming in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky is going to rap for the last time. Becky raps Gangnam Style.
I've got a big favour to ask.
Right.
Will you two do, like, some backing vocals for me, because I don't want to do it all on my own.
Oh, but like
I can't speak Korean.
No, you just need to go
six lady.
Yeah,
oh, it would be an honour.
Just shout hey every now and then.
It would be
you'll
an honour.
You'll know when it's coming.
Okay, so this is something you've been learning for a while.
Yeah, quite a long time.
And you're not just doing the this is in full Korean. You're doing the actual words.
Yeah.
And here is another section of our favourite Becky Lols for you.
You have failed me for the last time. See?
You see? Do another one.
Dark side.
Chris, I think I like West Country.
Yeah, you love it.
I must go there.
Let me show you a photo of Becky who works on my show.
That's very pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? Girls would kill for that. Matt Damon saying that you're pretty.
I like the way you went, what, you think pretty?
There's only one thing she looks for in a man, and that is cheese. The love of cheese.
The love of cheese.
Do you love cheese?
I do love cheese.
I'm going to give you 60 seconds to name as many types of cheese as you can. If you get more than 10, then Becky is yours.
Okay. So you basically showed Matt Damon a picture of me, and now you're selling me off to him if he can guess cheeses.
That's right, yeah.
Camembert cheese, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella. Cheddar cheese, American cheese, goat cheese, blue cheese, Gouda cheese.
Good. One more, Matt.
One more. Cheese whiz. Come on, the cheese in a can. Come on.
That's... Say Edam.
Edam, all right, perfect.
Yeah!
I still think cheese whiz technically is a cheese.
So there we are, Becky is all yours.
Great, thanks.
Hey, Becky, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, Becky. You mind getting Daddy coffee? Sweetheart? Thank you, baby. Thank you. Becky, I need you to walk it here. Yeah, man. Daddy needs it. And Becky. Sweetie. I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? And Becky, listen.
Daddy's home.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jonathan?
Yes, it is.
Jonathan, are we on a secure line?
Yes.
Are you alone?
I'm just in the office at the moment.
You did know I was going to call, didn't you?
No.
The name's Goodlove. Judy Goodlove.
Hello.
Dame Judy Goodlove from the service.
Right.
You applied for the Secret Service, do you not remember?
Yes.
Look across the room. Can you see a man with a white shirt?
No.
A blue shirt?
No.
A pink shirt?
No.
A black shirt?
No.
Who can you see?
I can see a man in a blue jumper.
He's one of ours.
Oh, no. Do you remember when I plugged his phone into my computer? No. Do you remember that? I was really shocked. Plugged it in and all of a sudden the photo thing came up and there was all these pictures of his phone on my computer and even just thinking about it now makes me feel a bit funny.
You've gone a bit red, all flustered.
There was nothing bad on
it. We later found out it was just his thumb covering the lens when he was testing it out, but I just saw flesh.
It was your thumb happening to cover the lens.
Yeah. Check this out.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you calling from?
Bridgewater.
Right, so go on, tell us, what are you up to today?
Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, helping Mum with lunch.
I was as posh as you.
You were. Well, what station was this?
I think it was Radio 5, or 5 Live, but it was Radio 5.
Oh, and how old were you, do you know?
About 9.
Right.
And what have you been doing on the computer?
I'm playing a action game.
What kind of games are they? Action games, like Grand Theft Auto or something?
Or similar.
Action game?
Yeah.
What sort?
Well, you're a caterpillar and you have to eat the little bugs.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
Computers weren't very good then.
She's been taught by Biddy Man, but is she any good at beatboxing? Is this a thing she really excels at?
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, Matt Damon won Becky.
Hi, it's Matt Damon here.
Oh, hi, Matt. It's Scott Mills.
Oh.
Can I speak to her at all? Because we're missing her here.
Sure.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me ever. Are you missing me?
Yeah, we are. That's why we just wanted to say hello, really.
Oh, well, don't phone too much more because I'm having such a good time. Matt, can you just do that dance again that you do and sing Finale for me again? He loves this.
Da 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 da
da. All right. Oh, this is so good. I'm so happy.
Well, as long as you're having a good time.
Yeah, don't phone again.
All right then.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye. I forgot about that time you spent with Matt Damon in that room.
This is incredible.
I know, it's so good, the stuff, like, how did I forget that? I knew with Beardy Man as well, real wet. That wasn't any good.
Not good.
Really, really nice to hear all these bits, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't go!
Sorry.
Before 4 o'clock, do I have to hold onto your ankles and cry? Will that help?
That would be lovely.
Are you having a nice
time?
Can I
take a picture for Twitter?
Yeah. Are you having a lovely time, or is this quite stressful?
Time. No, I'm having a lovely time.
How
I'm
are
like
you
a
feeling?
Nan on a day out.
Got your blanket over your legs there.
Blanket
travel
on my
blanket.
Legs, yeah.
Clive's been on listening to Becky last show. It's really sad she's leaving, but I'm thinking about her health. That's nice. Mm. JC says, don't judge me when you find me crying at my desk later. I'm very sad about the departure of Becky. Julie's been on. Loads of people have got a snow day as well, which is quite handy so they can hear your last show. And Joanne says, I'm patiently waiting for Becky to rap Gangnam Style. Hashtag, we love Becky on Twitter. Okay, so are you ready to do this?
Yes.
This is in full Korean. You've been in training for this for a couple of weeks.
I have.
Knowing that it's going to be your last Becky raps.
I have. I need to dedicate it to Smurz and M. Chris, who have been instrumental in my rap career. They were my friends who I blew out the other night because I had to practice the Gangnam Style.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
What, your crew?
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready if you are.
Okay. I'm going to stand up.
Right.
Go.
Oppang Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Najay Nunta, Sa Rotan, Ingan Jogin Yoja, Kopi Hanjani Yogal, Anum Pumgo Innan Yoja, Bami Armishim Jani Tugo Wonjinan Yoja, Gurun Ban, John Innan Yoja. Nana Sana Hey, Najena Noma Kunta Saro Unga Sana Hey, Kopi Shigedo Jone, One Shot Tena Sana Hey, Bami Omashim Jani Tojo Boran Sana Hey, Gurun Sana Hey. Aram Day, whoa, Sir Rangsu, whoa, whoa, Gure no, Gurubaro no. Aram Day, whoa, Sir Rangsu, whoa, whoa, Gure no, Gurubaro no. Jigum Butta Midikaji Kabul K. Opang Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style, oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, 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 oh. Hey, 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 hey. Kong su ke bo wi ji ma nol tel nun an yoja. I te da shi pi ma mil puton mori poon an yoja. Karyachi man wi man ha no chul boda ya han yoja. Gurun gam yak jogin yoja. Nana sana hey, jom jana bo wi ji ma nol tel nun a sana hey. Te ga dwe man wan jom mi cho bo ri na sana hey. Gun yog boda sa sa ningol tung bol tunga sana hey. Gurun sana hey. Aram Day, whoa, Sir Rangsu, whoa, whoa, Gure no,
hey,
Gurubaru no,
hey,
Aram Day, whoa, Sir Rangsu, whoa, whoa, Gure no,
hey,
Gurubaru no,
hey,
Chikum Buta Miti Kaji Gabal K. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style, oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, 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 oh. Twee and nom, kui and an and nom. Baby, baby, nan and mold, jom, an and nom. Tween and nom, kui and an and nom. Baby, baby, nan and mold, jom, an and nom. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, 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 oh. Opang Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, oh, oh,
eh, 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 eh.
Opang Gangnam Style.
How? How do you do that? Oh,
you're such idiots, because when you were doing that, a sexy lady will dance up and down. I was like, don't make me laugh, don't make me laugh.
I was in full Korean. Becky raps one last time, sigh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Such a reaction to Gangnam Style, by the way. Like, unbelievable. How, I don't know how you do it. Like, just disbelief, general disbelief on Twitter. It's incredible. Some more guests for you next. And I like it that we're trying to hide them away from you. Basically, it's just all our mates from the show. So the code name for the next guests has been all week, so you didn't find out, Elton and Furnish.
Right.
And they're coming in next to do something for you. Don't worry, it's not David and Elton. Hashtag we love Becky. If you're talking about this show on Twitter, if you loved Gangnam Style or any of the other lols that she's provided over the last 5 years, I'm a bit sad. But it's okay because Elton and David are here. Frisky and Manish.
Hello!
Yay! I'm Elton.
We were trying to keep a secret from Becky all week. She kind of probably could have guessed. We wanted it to be, like, it was quite exciting having code names for you.
Yeah.
You definitely made us more excited. Although we did have to have a bit of a row just then over who was who.
I'm Elton.
Why don't you want to be David?
David Furnish,
he's very pretty. I mean, you know, it's, whoever is David can look good. But I don't know, Elton's the one, isn't he?
You're saying that I'm the pretty one and you're the talent. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. As long as
girls
adopt,
are.
Adopt children, that's okay.
Anything that you want to say to Becky on her last day on the show?
Oh, Becky, I can't believe it. You are the one, you're the reason we're here.
You are.
Brought us in on that
Becky's show and tell.
Frosty March morning.
When
you,
yes,
you discovered
did.
Us.
You discovered Frisky and Manish.
And yeah. Since then, we've hit the heady heights.
I know.
So thanks for that.
They're going to Australia on tour
I
next
know,
week.
I heard.
What's going on? No, so thank you so much for coming in today. So what are you going to do for us?
Well, we were going to get a card, but it's quite... It's snowing. So we just kind of ran here. So instead of a card, we thought we'd put together a little song tribute. And I'm just going to get my words.
How exciting.
So, here it is. Do-do-do, oh. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do, oh. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We were as one, Bex, for a moment in time. And it seemed everlasting. That you would always be mine.
Watch us on the cameras now on the website.
Now you wanna be free, so I'm letting you fly. Cause I know in my heart, yeah, our love will never die. You'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Ooh, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my Becky.
Yes. And
Becky, if you got to go away, don't think I could take the pain. Won't you stay another day?
Becky, come back.
Ooh, Becky, I love you way every day. Yeah, yeah. I wanna be with you night and day.
Oh, Becky, please.
What is Scott even gonna do, though?
Well, all that he wants is another Becky. Yeah. She's gone tomorrow, so all that he wants is another Becky. Where?
Oh, but there's only one thing left to say, Becky, so get ready for it.
So it's one for my Becky. And one more for the road.
Becky, 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 oh, like.
Right, that was
awesome. That's awesome.
Still cheeky.
It's so weird having a song about you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
written by so many different people as well.
I know.
They all knew. They all knew.
All the greats.
Yes, Pato Banton, East 17.
I can't even know who sang that one.
Ah, how do you feel now?
Emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Mariah that almost set me off.
I know. Well, beautiful song.
Only an hour and a bit to go now, so we need to get the tears a-flowing quite soon. But thank you very much, Frisky Manish.
You are so
always
welcome.
Friends of the show.
Aww.
And I know we're all going to miss Becky a lot.
So much. Can I come to Australia with you, please?
No.
Hottest day of the year. Hottest day in history today in Sydney. It's a no. Thanks, guys.
Aww.
Good to see you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this is something that we've all been working on for a while. Look at your face. You look really scared.
Well, I hope it involves food.
Okay. A lot of people tell me this is what girls want when they leave.
Mm.
So,
oh no,
we've managed
no,
to arrange.
No, listen,
we're only doing what we think's best for you.
Yeah.
And what you'd want.
What girls want. So here he is. It's Dale, everybody. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hi there.
Now,
thank you very much, Dale. You forgot to put your top on this morning.
Yeah.
You're joking.
So this is Dale, Becky, and. You can see him on the cameras now at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
He smells very nice.
Oh, take a seat. Have you oiled up there?
A little bit. I thought I'd put some effect for the cameras.
Excellent. So Dale isn't wearing a shirt. Are you all right, Becky?
Yeah.
All right. So what did you bring through for Becky there?
Nice little bouquet of flowers.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful,
thank you very much.
No worries. Now, you can choose, Becky,
because
it's your day. You can choose Dale or the flowers? What are you choosing?
Oh no, this is really.
Don't be offended, I promise.
I'm just trying to work out what's going to last.
Someone tell me, like, this is what girls want when they leave.
Well, do you know what? I'm just trying to work out what's going to last longer, and I think I might go with the flowers. Is that okay?
Might last longer.
Rude.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like...
Okay. All right, cool. Flowers. Dale, have you got
I can
any...
take the flowers home.
Is there anything else out there you've got?
I think we've got some more items for you.
Okay. If you, do you want to go and see what we've got?
Yeah, cool. La, la, la,
la. Get on the website now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You right there? Oh.
Dale's quite hot.
Oh.
Oh! He's got me a cake!
Look at that.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Wow.
Oh my God, it is so heavy.
That's an incredible cake.
It's a lot of calories in there.
And it's got
that is incredible.
It's got your name on the top.
Can you see that? I don't know if you can
see it. Yeah, we can see it on the website now. That's brilliant. Okay, so Becky, Dale or the cake?
The cake, please.
Okay, have you got anything else, Dale?
Not doing well here,
seriously,
am I?
I'm so sorry about this.
No.
You came all this
I'm
way.
Really sorry.
Not sure if we have anything else.
I think we do.
Yeah, okay. We'll try.
Sorry, Dale, to send
he
you out again.
He must have been freezing in the snow.
I don't think he came like that. I think.
Oh right.
Oh.
There we go.
What is this?
Yes! Dale looks very confused, but it's an Electric Dreams DVD.
Yes! Electric Dreams on DVD. Do you want to take Dale or the Electric Dreams from 1984 story about a man, a woman, and a home computer and a love triangle?
The DVD!
Oh. Dale, there's one more out there. I'm so sorry.
3-0 down.
I don't know why we're not just spending getting someone to get them for you, but Becky just likes to see you walk up and down, I think.
What do we have here?
What is that?
Cheese, by the look of it.
There's an entire box of cheese. I've never seen a man look so confused. It's like, so I went to see this girl and I gave her a box of cheese and an old DVD.
Right. Oh, well, I know what the answer's going to be to this. It's going to be the cheese.
100% the cheese. I'm really sorry.
Dale, I'm so sorry.
You look gorgeous, but the Lincolnshire poacher looks... it's one, yeah.
Well, Chris, that's what... They did say that was what ladies want.
Cheese.
So, no, I meant Dale. Yeah. Dale, thank you so much for coming in today and delivering these beautiful gifts to Becky.
No problem at all.
It's our last day on the show today.
So. Wish you luck.
Is this the weirdest job you've ever had?
Probably.
Yeah,
one of them. You'll be off to the next one now. Yeah. All right, thank you, Dale.
No problem
thank
at
you.
All.
The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people saying, like Emily in Newcastle, if you'd said yes to Dale instead, it would have made doing revision a lot more interesting. A lot of big fans of Dale from after seeing him on the website. Well, that would have been slightly awkward, though, if you turned Chris down and then said yes to Dale, wouldn't it?
Whilst I'm standing there.
After what happened, yeah. While he's still in the room. After what happened earlier, which we're not going to mention again, I think.
No, let's move on from there.
Yeah. So, you all right?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm so excited by Dale that I've sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cake.
I like the way I said, could you just... Because I was thinking about all the girls in the office. I said, could you just go out that way, through there, round through the office, all these people at work at their desks, and then Dale just walked past half naked.
Yeah. Oh, past Newsbeat?
Yeah.
Oh, they never get a surprise like that, do they?
No. Well, who does?
Sorry.
How many offices have you worked in
None
where
of
that
them.
Happens? No.
Hey, listen, we've got some farewell messages from some more of our friends who might be a bit famous next. And you can watch these on the Radio 1 website. It's those people that are like, I'm sorry I couldn't be there today, but here's a message.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I like those. Mm. Sometimes it's better than actually
you know
being
what?
Here.
It's less awkward.
It really is.
Because if you can't remember who they are,
yeah.
They can't see your face.
That might happen with some of these.
Did you get them all to say their name before they do their message? Otherwise it might be a bit confusing.
Yeah, I think we've written it down.
Mm. Oh, brilliant.
There's like a caption on them.
Yeah.
So that when everyone watches them on the website, they'll know who it is.
Okay, cool.
And so will you.
They're that famous.
And me, for that matter. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, so are you ready for your first one?
Yep.
Go online now and watch us at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let's keep it trending on Twitter, #WeLoveBecky. If you're sat there in the office at the moment, maybe you're doing an assignment, maybe you've got a snow day, get onto a computer and go to the Radio 1 website right now for these brilliant messages. Okay, I managed to get some of these for you. Now... Who is your favourite female vocalist?
Nicki Minaj.
Okay, look at the screen.
Yeah.
Hey, Becky, I'm Rita Ora. How are you? I'm really upset and it's sad. Special day that you're leaving, Scott. But good luck on Bargain Hunt.
So, first one there from Rita Ora.
She's also one of my favourites.
Yeah. Now... When I got her to record that, I wasn't entirely sure what you were doing next. So okay. I just, on the spur of the moment, she's like, so what's she going off to do? I was like, presenter and bargain hunt. And that's why she said bargain hunt.
You never know at that point. That may well have been what Becky was going to be doing.
Yeah, so I didn't know. So I just, you know, when you just have to panic and think of an answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So thank you, Rita Ora. Say thanks.
Thank you, Rita.
Now, who is your favourite pop group?
One Direction.
In the whole world, hmm?
One Direction.
Well, look at the screen.
Hey, Becky, it's John now. It was so much great memories. You remember the first time we were on BBC Radio 1, you had eggs, we were smashing them all over the place. You're so cool, and we hope you have an awesome time.
You're cool, you're amazing.
We hope you have an awesome time.
You made the Scott Mills show. Without you, Scott Mills wouldn't be as cool, okay? So I hope Scott Mills
knows that.
You were
like the Jedward of the celebrity juice on Scott Mills' show. He's like Keith Lemon. It's like that. Whatever, Kay. Okay. Anyway, Beck, Kay, I want you to know you're amazing, Kay. Have a great 2013. And I want you to know that it's all up and upwards for you now, Kay. You're going to have an amazing 2013. And who knows, maybe you might be on TV and you'll start being recognised on the street because right now everyone knows your voice. Bye, Becky.
Okay. Okay, Becky. Okay.
Thank you, Jedward.
Happy 2013, Becky. Without you, Scott Mills would be so cool, Becky, Kay. Jedward there. Okay, right, our next message. This next person has... Let's get to that one next. The next one you'll just like.
Okay.
Okay, and we can just play this one straight off, okay? And he's recorded it in his natural environment. Here we go.
Hi, Becky. Tom Daly here. Sad to hear that you're leaving Scott's show, because I love you on that show, but I have also heard the news that you and Chris are getting married, so congratulations. And also, make sure you invite me to the wedding. I'll be there. I can be Chris's best man, or I can organise the party, whatever. Make sure I'm involved. Anyway, love you. Bye.
All right, Tom Daly there.
Oh, off of, I love him.
Off of Diving. Now, when he recorded that, obviously, Chris was convinced that you would have said yes to the marriage proposal.
Did you not get him to do one just in case I said no?
Well, no, he thought it was a dead cert.
Yeah, and, no, I was playing on a yes from you.
And obviously it was a no earlier when that happened. So thank you, Tom, for doing that message. Obviously, that's a bit awkward now that the wedding's not actually...
Just move on.
Yeah. Now, the next person... no one has seen this person at all since Christmas Eve 2009.
Aww.
Not one person seen him. He went to the loo and he never came back. Until now. Here he is. It's Chappers.
Hi, Becky. How are you? Welcome to my toilet. I've been here for just over three years now. And look, just to prove that I am actually in the toilet, I'm not making it up. There's the wash basin, and there's the actual system itself. As you can see, it's surprisingly spacious, even more so since Siobhan left. Did get a bit tight when Dave Pearce was in here, but fortunately we managed to squeeze him out the window. Ironically, he's never been heard of again since he left the toilet, let alone when he was in it.
Chappers there, he's still in the toilet, which is good.
Bless him.
Over 3 years later. Here's more from him.
And I'll welcome you into my toilet with the same verb and vigour and enthusiasm that audience welcomes Scott to the lottery every single week. That's it. I think that's all the usual jokes done, apart from the men's semi, but I suppose I can still do that with Scott. I don't need you to be there for that. And that's about it. I think. Say hi to my little orange friend. I was disappointed I didn't get an invite to his 40th birthday party, but hey, I'm stuck in the toilet. What can you do? See you soon, Becky. Come and sit on my knee. Oh, by the way, if I remember rightly, your guts stink. So if you could bring some air freshener, that'd be brilliant. Love you. Bye.
Oh my God, he's so offensive on so many levels. I've completely forgotten about how offensive he was. As if you stink and I'm 40. Rude.
Only one of those facts is true.
Well, yeah, you said it last.
Just admit it.
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, he's still in the toilet. I mean, that's obviously where you're going to go next. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look that spacious. Thanks, Chappers. Or not. And our next guest. Okay. Who's your favourite royal?
Kate Middleton. The Duchess of Cambridge.
Look at the screen.
Hi, Becky. It's Kate. Big fan of the show. I listen a lot, so very sad to hear that you're leaving. But I have heard the good news that you and Chris are getting hitched. Congratulations. Lots of love. You'll be very much missed. You're the best thing on that show.
Kate Middleton there.
Where did you find her? She's amazing.
What?
A lookalike.
It is her.
Is it though?
Yes.
But it's not though.
Can we see? Are we? can we see that again? Is that the right one? Okay, watch again. Everyone on the website, look again.
Hi, Becky. It's Kate. Big fan of the show. I listen a lot, so very sad to hear that you're leaving. But I have heard the good news that you and Chris are getting hitched. Congratulations. Lots of love. You'll be very much missed. You're the best thing on that show.
Kate Middleton there.
She looks very different to the photo.
Anyway, do you like your messages?
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Say thank you to Jedward.
Thank you, Jedward.
And Chappers.
Thank you, Chappers. Thank you, Rita.
Tom Daly.
Thank you, Tom.
And the Duchess of Cambridge.
And thank you, the Duchess of Cambridge.
There we are.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
Right, this is annoying. Now Wikipedia mentions the proposal that Chris made to Becky. Can we get that taken down, please? That's awkward, isn't it?
It's just a bit awkward for me. She said no.
Anyway, that was Maroon 5.
I've got another little present for you.
You're going to carry on after the first one went down so well.
Well, I've done you a song.
Have you?
Yeah, but I wrote it before you turned me down today.
Okay.
But all the same, I put a lot of effort and hard work into it, and here it is.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Becky raps, K-mid loving, bad impressions, Oz obsession, thinning hair, Build-A-Bear, she's kind of rare.
Becky!
Cheese eating, bonnet bouncing, health and safety, always hungry, chicken salt, double port, she loves to talk.
Becky!
Funniest sidekick, loaded laughter's 06, Somerset, feminist, moderately sized.
Breast.
Do this, do that, left boob popping out, tug of war, fat or small, she's quite cool.
Becky!
Ah. Becky, come in. We're getting married. Put on a garter. Come join me in the hot tub, Becky. Plenty of room. Ah, Scott, come in.
What are you doing there?
West Country, Timmy, Trendy, Matt, Lucas, very friendly, lives in Reading, does my head in, looking forward
to the wedding.
Mega lols, loves the trolls, we only ever did it once. Maximus Aurelius, I hope that she'll remember us. Becky, 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 Becky,
Becky,
Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky, Becky,
Becky.
Like it?
So true.
It's brilliant, apart from the marriage bit, which obviously you said no to,
but the rest of it, all
yeah,
fine.
Loved it. Oh, it's got a little tear now.
Scott Mills Daily.
Got someone else to say hi. Gabrielle Aplin.
Hello.
Hi, love. How are
hi.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. We haven't seen you since you've been number one all over the country.
All over the world. No, all the country. It was just the country. I realised what I said when I said it. Yeah.
Power of Love. That went well, didn't it?
It went all right.
Yeah. And we're playing your new one. We're going to play that in a minute. It's my big thing this week. Thank you for coming in. You're going to do a little song for Becky soon. We're not going to say what it is yet.
Surprise.
Is it a song that you're aware of?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm aware of it, but I definitely am.
It's one of those that you
just... One of those.
Yeah. And if this doesn't get the mascara running down the cheeks...
It was like the Power of Love.
It's what?
Like the Power of Love.
Yeah, yes.
So I didn't know it, but I do.
But you can't... It's just there.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you just sip your tea, and we'll do that in a minute. First, let's play a game of real or no real. Some of these are facts, some of these aren't facts, but which one's which? I need to know real or no real. We're all going to play along. Gabrielle, you up for it as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And all these facts today... or not, are about Becky.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Last day. Okay, so, is this true or not?
Becky's forte is actually clay pigeon shooting. She's been told she is Olympic standard.
Now, I don't remember you doing this on the show, but I imagine it's the kind of thing you would have done on this show.
Yeah. We did do Becky's forte to find out what she was good at.
Yeah, and for some reason, I just think you're built for this kind of thing. Like, you've got the eye for it.
And strong of body.
Strong of body and mind. So, Gabrielle, what do you think? Real or...?
I think no real.
No real. I'm going to say real.
Is she a clay pigeon shooter of an Olympic standard?
That one is real.
That was the first... Actually, that was the first one we ever recorded, and the one that doesn't speak said we couldn't play it because he wanted the feature to run for longer than
actually,
just the one episode.
We did this whole thing going, what can she be good at?
What even is clay pigeon shooting?
Well,
you shoot pigeons with clay, or you shoot clay?
No. They're little clay discs that like fire into the sky, and then you have to shoot it with it. There's no animals involved.
Okay. I didn't.
No animals involved.
I thought it was like hunting, but pigeons not.
Gabblar.
No.
So that was the first Becky's Forte fact, but we couldn't play it because we'd already found it on the first episode. And next one.
Becky has three soft toys on her bed. They're called Wage, Mini Wage, and Chubby Wage. She also has 12 monkey soft toys, one crab, one octopus, one egg, one dog, two bears, and an aardvark.
That's a lot, isn't it?
There's a lot of questions to be asked. What's the aardvark called?
Why are they called Mini Wage and Chubby Wage?
I mean, this is obviously real because you've been bright red.
So, it's real. Mini Wage was a soft toy that my boyfriend tied to the bottom of a helium balloon. He then left the door open and the helium balloon floated out. And I was so upset that he ordered a replacement from the internet. However, I think it was a slight fake because it turned up to be like massively fatter, wonky eyes, like arms all over the place. And obviously you could tell the difference. And then I had to go to the building. We've managed to find him on this helium balloon. I had to go into the building and say, my child, Maximus, has lost his soft toy. Please can I have it back?
Did this happen?
Yeah, the security came. I got the original one back. So now I've got the original and his fatter brother.
This is quite recent.
Yeah.
And that story is definitely real.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to say real.
I think it might be real.
Yeah. Oh, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. Don't be embarrassed.
It's okay.
And why have you got an aardvark?
This is cute.
Right. Next.
Becky's full name is Rebecca Mildred Mavis Agatha Enid Malcolm Huxtable.
You see, this is real because I was told this, and that's why when I proposed to her earlier and used her full name, that was exactly it. Weird having Malcolm as a middle name.
Yeah, but you know when your parents don't know what they're expecting and then they choose a boy's name and a girl's name just in case.
And they liked Malcolm so much that they left it in.
Well, I'm going to say real.
Gabrielle?
I don't even know why I'm so confused.
Really confused.
What is going on?
She's trying to take it all in, but she's like, don't know.
Just say no real, and then you'll get the point.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes, happening. And next.
When Becky was a child, her schoolgirl crush was Scott Mills. She had 7 posters of him on her bedroom wall.
Well, that ages me slightly, so I don't think that can be true.
Can't
be real.
Have you ever had a crush? Say it now, you know what I mean, but have you ever had a crush on Scott?
She's one of the ones that hasn't.
On Scott?
Yeah.
No, I'm the only one that hasn't. The only girl that has ever worked with him that hasn't had a crush.
Oh!
No, of course I'm not.
I'm going to say, no, I can't work this out because of the time differences.
No.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
You would have had to be young in those posters.
But I did have a massive crush on his friend called Mark, who I accidentally met in the pub once.
Oh.
That was awkward.
Mark Franklin.
That was awkward.
Yeah, he sent his love. I've got something for you for him later, actually. That's for off air.
Okay.
And next.
Before she goes to bed, Becky always says goodnight to her goldfish Roger and imitates his voice saying goodnight back to her.
Oh, what?
My boyfriend is such a loser.
Good night, Becky.
Good night, Becky.
I'm Roger.
It's not dissimilar to that.
Do it.
Good night, Becky.
It's not Chris Miles the fish.
Is it a little bit, though?
No. Okay.
Quickly do it. Say good night, Roger, in the voice.
Good night, Roger. Good night, Becky.
Okay,
that's
so
real.
Is that one real?
Yeah, it's real. Real.
That one is real.
Yes. No one was taking real scores
there. Can we just say 1,000 points because it's Becky's last day?
1,000.3 because of inflation.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all your lovely, lovely emails and texts and Twitter messages that are coming in saying good luck to Becky. She's not leaving Radio 1. She's still going to be here. You'll pop in occasionally just to go, yes, won't you?
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Feeling a little bit emotional, are you?
A little bit.
Not much. Okay, before we go, before we hand us to Greg James and we hear from Gabrielle Aplin, here are some more of Becky's best lols of the last 5 years. It's Scott and our replacement for Becky, Napoleon.
Hiya.
Yep. Some people have just switched on the radio and like, what the hell's going on? This is the parrot that's replacing Becky on the show while she's not here.
Hello.
Yep. Is he saying I'm going to fart now?
Yeah. Hello, Pussycat Dolls on Radio 1. This is Becky. It's Access All Areas Week all week on Radio 1. So you're hearing and seeing stuff that you wouldn't normally, including me doing 15 minutes of Scott's show. Coming up at 7 o'clock is Zane Lowe, but before that, it's my favourite song, Baby By Me by 57. I'm going to play it now once I hit this button. Good. Have a baby by me. I think that went well.
Is she okay?
Yeah, off her face and about 10 centimetres dilated. Look, I need your help with this one, okay? I need brute force.
Sorry, Keller are a man down. They're all wrapped up with a hand job.
What was that horrible noise you made? I can't stop her from giggling.
Cover up. Look, he just popped out.
Oh my god! You actually did!
Just had a Judy.
I just saw it.
She just popped out.
I know, Chris.
I can't look at you.
But just look away.
Hi. I am looking for Becky. I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Becky.
Tell everyone who you met today, please.
I can't even say his name. Ed Westwick, who plays Chuck Bass in Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, there's a joke on our show that I'm madly in love with Chuck Bass.
Okay.
I, like, kind of madly in love with Chuck, and he's, like, the kind of ideal man. So would it be possible for the Oh, What's Occurring for you to do, like, as many chat-up lines as you can in 60 seconds?
All right, let's do that, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is shameless. So, your idea was to get the man of your dreams to perv at you for a whole minute... and pass it off as work.
Get your coat, you pulp. How do you like your eggs? Bladder in your tights or... Bladder in your tights or Stairway to Heaven?
I made a complete fool of myself.
Okay.
Excellent.
Talk
really
us through
good.
That.
Well, basically, we went to the pub and then we went for dinner and I saw the man from the... one of the men from the IT crowd and I thought that we'd be really good if we were really good friends. Yeah.
Right.
So I just sort of went over and got really excited and, like...
You don't know him, do you?
No, not at all, but I feel like I do now.
Right.
He should have just told me to go away, but he didn't. He was very polite.
Did he tolerate
for
you?
For about an hour and a half. Yeah.
Hour and a half?
Yeah.
Becky's in her hometown of Bridgewater... and she's about to turn on the lights. Becky, what's going to happen is I've got a speech ready-made for you. Just repeat okay. after me, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. A big cheer for Becky Huxtable.
Yay! Hello.
We are live on Radio 1.
We are live on Radio 1.
Hello, like my fans.
Hello, my fans.
Scream if you think I'm brilliant.
Scream if you think I'm brilliant.
It's great to be back in Bridgewater.
It's great to be back here in Bridgewater.
I've now moved up in the world.
I have now moved up in the world.
And become a top celebrity.
And become a top celebrity.
But I've never forgotten about you.
But I have never forgotten about you.
The little people.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello?
Matt, it's Goodwill Hunting from in Clapham. The estate agents. I've got something you'll be interested in. It's just
really?
Come on the market today, yes.
What is it?
It's a very bijou apartmentet. It's a four-bedroom size house in a very well sought-after area in Clapham. The previous tenant was Tinchy Striper.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, Mr. Fenton. How do you spell your surname again? Is it...
It's...
Go on.
It's F-I-N-C-H-A-M for Matt.
Oh, I've got Fenton. Did you say F for flange or S for supermarket own brand?
It's F for Foxtrot.
Can you
Hello.
Just Sorry, I've had enough of the phonetic alphabet. Can you just give me your credit card details and PIN so we can go ahead with the rental?
Sure.
It's a big long number across the front.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Tinchy Striper and that call from Good Will Hunting.
He got a new house out of that.
I know. He did. So, Becky's been on the show with us for 5 years. We're going to really miss you.
Aww.
I know. And Gabrielle Aplin is now going to do a little song that we asked her to do. So this is from us to you, OK?
Thank you.
You can watch this on the Radio 1 website now. Have a look at the cameras. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'm ready, Gabrielle. Whenever you are.
Nah.
Time to go away. Sometimes it's hard to recognize. Love comes as a surprise. And it's too late. It's just too late to stay. Too late to stay. We'll always be together, however far it seems. We'll always be together, together in electric dreams.
Oh, thank you, Gabrielle.
So
you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine. So thank you, Becky, for the last 5 years. We love you lots. We're going to miss you. All right?
Yes.
I can't speak. All right. Me and Chris are back on Monday at 1 o'clock, and Greg James is next on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Time for a very special going home song. This is a good one. Three lovely people, one very lovely person, about to go home. We start in Watford with Chris. He's 25. Chris.
Her name is Becky and she's going home. Her name is Becky, she's from Bridgewater. Her name is Becky and we did it once. Her name is Becky and she's going home.
Uh-oh. That was Chris. He's normally found at the tap end. Scott is from Eastleigh. He's next.
Her name is Becky and she's going home. Her name is Becky and she can do raps. Her name is Becky and we did it once. Her name is Becky and she's going home!
I didn't know that. I didn't know that one. Scott's 21 from Eastleigh. He's a DJ. And finally, the best one of them all, Becky!
My name is Becky and I'm